FM 90.3 WJTL. Love that bass line from Need to Breathe. That's Brother. Third Day Revival. And Tim Timmons starts with me. Hey, good morning. 751.
Weather-wise today, mostly sunny, high 85. We do have a chance of some storms and showers later today, especially on the overnight tonight. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, upper 80s. Better chance, actually a really good chance of storms and showers tomorrow. Mostly sunny and 85 Saturday. And then Sunday looks pretty much the same. Sunny, high 86. So great weekend in store. Right now it is 66.
We're hanging with our friends Jeff and Kristen. They're here from East Petersburg Events Committee. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Fred and Lisa. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you guys here. Jeff is the pastor at East Petersburg Mennonite Church. And Jeff, you have some great events coming up in East Petersburg. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so the East Petersburg Events Committee is a nonprofit. It's a 100% volunteer organization, and we're just people who live, breathe, and play inside the neighborhood, and we believe in hosting community events, projects, activities, and really just trying to kind of invest some more interest in our town that we really believe in. And some of those events that we have coming up is on September 2nd, we have this awesome event called the Gypsy Moon Blues Festival. It's actually the seventh year we are doing it.
Wow.
So if you enjoy blues, it's a great event. It's one of my favorite events because the blues, especially Delta blues, are really big for me. And then in the later part of September, we have the East Petersburg Days and Carnival, and that's going to be taking place from September 14th through the 16th. And the big day of that event is the 16th, and there's just events all day. It's a Saturday, and the day will get started with a 5K run and a kids run, and Kristen is in charge of that.
Kristen, tell us a little bit about the 5K run. Sounds like a lot of fun.
The 5K Totally 80s is absolutely a lot of fun.
So you all dress up like you're back in the 80s.
Ask her what her husband dressed like last year.
What did your husband dress like last year?
This is a good story. Yeah. I usually give him his outfit the night before of what he's going to wear.
I love that.
So last year he was Richard Simmons. And he actually did it.
With
he
the
was
hair,
a good sport.
The shorts, everything.
The
short
whole
shorts.
That is... And, he did it.
He must
love you.
He's a good sport.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think I might have some clothes from the 80s still left in my closet.
Well, that's the best part is you get to pull out usually
what you have. I think these jeans I'm wearing are from the 80s. They're still new. So how can people sign up for the 5K run?
If you go to eastpetersburgday.com, you can find information on registering for the 5K. We start at 8:30 with a kids fun run, and that is free to any kids that would like to do the run. You do have to sign up for that. The run starts at 9 a.m., and we have live music before and after. We have not only cash prizes for the fastest runners, but we have prizes for the best dressed.
Nice. Did your husband win last year?
No.
Is he exempt?
He was exempt. Yeah. He was exempt.
He drove the golf cart.
He's got another gig after that. He gets to be in the golf cart that goes through the parade because right after the 5K.
Oh, you have a parade.
We have a parade that leads you back to the park. So it is fun.
So where's
the
run happen?
It happens at the community park, and that's where the parade ends.
Okay.
So everything happens in the park.
We close down streets for the 5K and for the parade. And so it starts in the park, goes through the... through the town, and comes back, and a little celebration there then.
So did he drive the golf cart as Richard Simmons?
He sure did.
My kids could not believe that. Are there pictures? Because I want to see this.
Yes.
I want to see this. East Petersburg Days coming up September 14th through the 16th. There's a carnival, too, the 5K run, the kids' fun run, all kinds of fun stuff coming on. And then September 2nd, from 3 to 8, the 7th Annual Gypsy Moon Blues Festival. It's all happening at the East Petersburg Park, the community park.
Yes, that's right.
And you guys have an amphitheater that you're going to start building here later this year.
Yeah, we're looking to break ground late this year, early next year. And we've been working hard to fundraise to build this big amphitheater. It's a beautiful thing. You can find pictures online as well, eastpetersburgday.com. And we're really excited about having a permanent stage and being able to bring in more events and quality acts.
That's very cool. Check it out all online, eastpetersburgday.com, eastpetersburgday.com. Jeff and Krista, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having us.
We loved hanging out with you. Back to the music with new artist Danny Hallis. This is